On American University Week, how do we ensure students get sexual education? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Robinson, associate professor at the School of International Service at American University, explores how two different communities did just that.
Parents, educators, and policymakers the world over worry that teaching teenagers about contraception will make them more likely to begin having sex earlier than they might otherwise. Spoiler alert, it doesn't, not in the United States and not in Africa. But those fears of triggering precocious sexual behavior are difficult to dispel, despite the proven value of sexuality education in making teens healthier. Given these fears, it is surprising that Mississippi and Nigeria have come to require schools to offer sex ed. Why compare a mid-sized state with the so-called giant of Africa? Until recently, only half of states in the U.S. mandated sex ed, while Nigeria, like many other low-income countries, lacked such programs entirely. Mississippi is among the U.S. states with the highest teen pregnancy rates, while in Nigeria, almost a quarter of women have begun childbearing by age 19. Mississippi and Nigeria are also highly religious and rural, with underfunded education and health systems. Thus, it was somewhat unexpected when Nigeria mandated the teaching of sex ed in 2001, and Mississippi followed suit a decade later. The research my colleagues and I conducted looked at the elements that helped to overcome controversies around sex ed in the two areas. First, homegrown organizations lobbied, linked people together, and provided legitimacy to ideas that otherwise might have seemed foreign. Crucially, these organizations were supported by outside funding. Second, to promote sex ed, these organizations and the people working for them described it as a solution to social problems, the taxpayer cost of teen pregnancy in Mississippi, and the HIV/AIDS epidemic in Nigeria. Third, they also used context-specific strategies, including highlighting parts of the curriculum that focused on overall health rather than sex. While there is no universal pathway to ensuring access to sex ed, our research shows that the commonalities between Mississippi and Nigeria's experiences can be applied in other U.S. states and developing countries.
That was Rachel Robinson of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.